News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
There's been a 24% increase in the number of drink driving offences caught in the first half of this year, according to new data from the Central Statistics Office. Why isn't the message just not getting through, and is there more that can be done? Megan Scully is a broadcaster and a journalist, and she's with us now. Morning, Megan.
Good morning, Jonathan and Ciara. How are you both?
We're good. You have a personal experience of losing someone in a car crash that has resulted in you being very passionate about road safety. When you hear those stats, what's your reaction?
Do you know what, actually, Jonathan, this morning when I heard it and was reading up on it, I actually wasn't very surprised, because I do feel that attitudes have changed towards drink driving in Ireland. And there's kind of this, again, this attitude of usher one and I can drive home, or usher I can have one and two or and have dinner and then drive home. And that kind of seems to be the way it's gone, because I remember when the rules changed where it was like zero tolerance, you can't even have one drink. And there seemed to be this sort of education around it, and maybe it was kind of a scare tactic, but, you know, people were very cautious about drink driving. And I think people either stayed at home or just made other like plans, maybe to get taxis or to get someone to give them a lift home. But I don't know, over the years, it does seem that it's kind of gone a bit too relaxed around it again. And I think people aren't sure of the drink driving limits, and an awful lot of people think that, oh, I can just have one and sure, I'll be grand. Mm.
You lost your brother, Marcus, in a car crash. Now, it didn't relate to drink driving, but it still had that impact on you and your entire family. And the sad reality is probably before the end of this month, maybe before the end of this week or even this day, another family is going to get news like you got. Why is there such a disconnect from the tragedy of road traffic accidents and the people taking the risk?
I think the people taking the risk haven't gone through it, which I know isn't, you know, you don't want everyone to go through what I've gone through, or, and a lot of families were probably listening right now. But I just think that it's kind of, I'm a good driver, I'm fine, I actually can have one drink and it doesn't affect me. I think there's this kind of bravado with it that people have, and I think that's the attitude that seems to be going around, which is obviously the incorrect one. But as you mentioned there, like, unfortunately by the end of today we may have another headline saying that we've lost another person on our roads. And I think sometimes when we when you hear it, it is obviously a news headline and it's a statistic, but at the end of the day there's a name behind it, there's a parent, a sibling, a grandparent, a friend. And I think we need to kind of remember that at the end of the day, when we hear these stories across the radio or maybe read them in our newspapers, that they are a real person at the end of the day. And, you know, it's the ripple effect, because here I am 20 years later, still campaigning for road safety, still speaking about my brother Marcus. And, you know, it shouldn't have to be that way, but unfortunately that is the reality. Mm.
There's a story in the Irish Examiner this morning that the Road Safety Authority is considering, or has been considering, as one of the only ways to reach drink drivers was to portray them as social outcasts. Would that work, do you think, or is that probably going to feed into this idea, but sure, look, they're all wrong, I'm fine after two or three?
It's a really hard one to tackle, because you're talking there about campaigns going out, but then, you know, do people still... There's many younger people in the younger generation. I hate having to always kind of name them out, but statistically it is young male drivers who most at risk on our roads. And, you know, you kind of wonder, are they, if they're not looking at the television or maybe not listening to radio, they're possibly listening to music and they pay for ad-free music. So are they, is the message getting across to them? And that's what it all comes down to. But also I think there's a huge onus on parents educating their young people about getting on the road. Like my mother, obviously, given our circumstances, she was extremely strict with me when I started driving. And I'm on the road, I think, 18 years next month. And before I even got on the road, she was straight away going, you know, you're getting lessons. Even though when I got on the road, you didn't have to have those 12 lessons like they do now. And she wouldn't let me drive alone for a number of months. She was with me in the car everywhere I went. And little things like she'd let me drive to school in the morning time, and she'd drive the car home. And it was just little bits of like that, getting experience and having someone in the car with me constantly saying, you know, okay, the rules, the road and everything.
Megan, the other side of this, it's worth noting as well, drug driving cases fell really sharply by 62%. But we know of the issues in the traffic corps of An Garda Síoc Cána. I mean, yes, we've seen a big increase, up to 6,000 people nearly being stopped over the limit, but still the tip of the iceberg, considering how much is actually going on out there.
Well, this is it too. And as I mentioned, I'm 18 years on the road next month and I've never once been breathalyzed. And
neither have I, actually, for the record. I'm fascinated by that fact that I've never been stopped at a random breath checkpoint.
And like that, you know, that kind of just says it too. It's like, how come we haven't been? And I know I've actually spoken to some people in recent months who've been stopped a number of times, maybe for breath tests. But during the day, someone actually was breathalyzed at midday. And while I understand they're catching people in the morning, but I think in the morning time, people possibly aren't actively drinking. You know, if they're on their way to work, maybe they had a few drinks the night before, but they have gone to hopefully sleep for a few hours. Whereas it's the people who are, you know, actually drinking who've had the one or two and then taken to our roads that probably need to be getting breathalyzed.
Okay.
And, you know, I think maybe the penalties as well need to be there. And I know there's pressure on the guards because the numbers of, you know, people who can be on our roads and out on the beach. But it's just something that has to be addressed. But I think it really comes down to the family and the friends putting pressure on people.
Broadcaster Megan Scully, thank you very much for joining us this morning, and our sympathies again on the passing of your brother, albeit 19 years ago, but still the impact that it had on you and your family and someone else who probably will get that phone call today from An Gar the Síoc Conaill. Let us know what you think this morning. The big increase, is it reflective of a growing problem, or is it just the reality that some people just won't stop doing it? 53106 for your text.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.